Electronic readers are no longer a high-tech novelty. They're challenging traditional publishing and have thrust the entire industry into a revolution. All sides, publishers, agents, retailers, are scrambling to position themselves for the moment when digital books take over once and for all. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, some recent developments illustrate just how ugly the fight may be.
There was a time when e-books seemed to be the future in publishing. That time is over. The future is now.
Well, certainly the e-book market is exploding.
Tom Allen, CEO of the Association of American Publishers. The latest evidence of the importance of e-books to publishing was Amazon's recent announcement that its sales of e-books have overtaken sales of hardcovers. And Allen's organization reports that e-book sales have increased more than 200% this year. All this is taking place as issues such as who owns the rights to books published before the advent of digital publishing remain unresolved. Back then, says Allen, publishers didn't explicitly include e-books in their contracts with authors.
Now they're engaged in disputes over whether the language in the contracts covers e-books or not.
That question led to a still simmering dispute between one of the major publishing houses, Random House, and the powerful Wiley Literary Agency. Wiley established its own publishing brand and signed an exclusive deal with Amazon to sell digital versions of some bestsellers like Lolita and The Invisible Man that came out before electronic books existed.
When an agent becomes a publisher, that is sort of contradictory.
Best-selling author Scott Turow is president of the Authors Guild. Turow says the Guild is concerned that Wiley may have a conflict of interest in taking on the role of both publisher and agent. But it is especially critical of Wiley for signing an exclusive deal with Amazon, which dominates the digital book market in both electronic readers and e-books. But the Guild is also troubled by the way Random House responded. The publishing company said it wouldn't do business with any English-language authors represented by Wiley until the dispute is resolved. That, says Turow, hurts no one but the writers.
I think the most amusing part of it is that we're going to beat up on those poor authors who have Andrew Wiley as their agent, but we're not going to take anything out on the behemoth Amazon. In other words, we're going to walk down the beach and kick some sand in the face of the 99-pound weakling.
Writers are understandably worried about royalties. Amazon angered the publishing industry when it set the price of an e-book at $9.99, much lower than the cost of a hardcover. Turow says that's already had a negative effect on compensation for writers. In addition, writers want more than the 25% royalty which the major houses have been offering for digital rights. But Jane Friedman, former CEO of HarperCollins, who co-founded the digital publishing company Open Road, says the issue of royalties can't be resolved until the question of who owns the rights to older books is settled.
I think this is probably the most important issue in this whole new world of digital publishing.
Friedman's company had its own run-in with Random House over the works of the late William Styron. Random House challenged Open Road's right to publish Styron's books digitally. Eventually, Random House said it would make an exception for Styron. Friedman says her company believes that digital rights belong to the writer or their estate unless a contract explicitly states otherwise. And she says they want the rights question resolved before they take on a book.
In other words, if someone comes to us and says there is some confusion in a contract, we won't even talk to that representative. We will only talk where the content provider says we have the rights.
One other question raised by the standoff between Random House and the Wiley Agency: if a literary agency can become a publisher, then what's to stop Amazon or Apple or Google or any other digital behemoth, as Scott Turow calls them, from doing the same thing?
The concern is that they will step up, take the cream, and make it impossible for other publishers to survive because they're going to take the titles where, you know, the most money is going to be made.
On a positive note, Turow points out e-books are encouraging people to buy more books, and no one is complaining about that. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.